Hey, Barry.
Man, I gotta tell you, this day freaking sucks.
Yeah, I know. What's going on now?
What?
What's going on now?
So, two things. That one for the Ahern place, I did not get a chance to go to because I went to the host, because that's what the freaking order shows. But then really, when you go dig deeper into it, it actually is coming out of Grand Street. So, that screwed me all up. So I had to go to my 3 o'clock install. I'm pretty positive that that place, I don't know if you remember, is the place where, like, they leave after 3 because the notes in there said something about that. And I think it's a greenhouse that I've been to, like, a bunch of times where they're always gone after 3.
Fern Place, you mean? The one on Fern Place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
I don't know.
So, anyways, I didn't get to it before 3. I'm just now about to get gas, head to Grand OPM, see if it's working there. I'll check it to the house side, but, I mean, I think I've probably missed them by now.
Okay.
I called Rob about not having any 15-meg motor. He said, I don't know what to do. I'll reach out to Marie. I also called Marie. She didn't answer. I don't have any 15-meg. I'm going to swing by the shop and dig through Tom's van and see if maybe he has one. If he doesn't, there are none to be had in existence.
Shit.
So that one will have to get pushed to tomorrow, and hopefully Pete has one on his truck, but he took his truck home because we can do that now, so I can't even look in Pete's truck.
Oh, I see what you're saying, right?
So I don't have, I mean, if I don't get a clear directive from management and I reach out to them and let them know and they don't get back to me, I've exhausted my options, and it's really more than I should have to do, I feel like.
Yes.
So, just giving you a heads up, I'm going to try, but I can't promise anything.
Okay, because something is also coming down the pike where you might have to go, you might be getting another trouble. It's coming from Trisha and Rob. We're trying to figure out, Karen's going to be working with the customer in a little bit, but it's in Warwick.
A trouble for MBS?
Yeah. Yeah, she said she's been out of service for like 24 hours. The emails just started to come through, so Karen's going to be looking at it and working with her and seeing what she can see. You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to give you the heads up. It could be coming your way.
All right. I guess I just won't take a lunch or a break or anything today. But
I'm sorry. This is horrible. I'm sorry, Barry.
They don't give a shit, and I hope they're listening. They don't care. One technician, and I'm not, like, I know earlier you were calling to ask me, like, what was going on.
I totally forgot. I forgot what you had.
But then another person in customer service who I've never talked to calls me and says, oh, I got a customer wanting to know when you're going to be there. And I'm like, I'm the only technician in today. I don't know when I'm going to be anywhere.
Who called you?
I don't know. Somebody from customer service. And they were like, oh, the person from, what is it?
Kim is the only, you know who Kim is. Kim is the only one here.
It wasn't Kim. It was somebody else.
We have a temp, but I don't know if she has info to talk to you, to reach out to you. I don't know who it was.
And she said, hey, this person's looking to see when you're going to be there. And I said, listen, I'm the only technician in today. I have installs and troubles to still go to. I have no idea. I said, I'm not trying to be rude, but you shouldn't be calling me asking me for a time frame because I don't even know when I'm going to get to any of this stuff.
I'm surprised by that. Yeah, they need to back them off. So yeah.
Driving me freaking nuts.
All right, but I'll call you if that happens, if I've got to assign it to you, okay? Which I hope I don't. But you see the trouble, there's an open ticket, but then she's saying she's been out for like 24 hours and now she's calling now at like almost 4 o'clock. That's what I don't understand.
That's what they always do. And then I'm sure you know, because you work out, we're screwed for tomorrow because I've got 4 installs and Pete's got 4 installs. It's
oh, yeah.
Ridiculous.
12 tomorrow. Total of 12. Yep.
Yep.
I thought we'd get a jump on it, so, but guess not.
All right.
Well, you do what you got to do, and I'll let you know as soon as I hear about that ticket. It's on Beverly Drive, though, just to let you know. The road I do know.
All right. Thanks,
all right, cool. Thanks, Barry.
Bye.
Bye-bye.